Hey, everybody. Welcome to part two of the Happy Spring Special, hosted by the Odegal. All right. Now, this time, there's even more to talk about. 8 titles. Some of them awesome. Some of them erg. Some of them super erg. But it's all right. Maybe you'll find something you're interested. Anyway, there's not any good news to talk about. There is news. All of it's boring news, like so-and-so's making this, so-and-so's licensing that. It's not even a big license, or so-and-so did the. And then, you know, there's the sad news, which I'm not going to talk about, because it's sad. But there is a good read. On Anime News Network, they basically talked about the panel of the state of the manga industry, which is way better than the anime industry, I'll tell you what. I mean, come on. Manga. Everybody likes manga. Besides, a lot of people hate reading scans. I hate reading scans so much because I hate reading on my computer or my PSP. I'd rather read a book. Well, maybe not a book, a manga. Read a motherfucking... Alright. And there's a reminder of the Scott Pilgrim contest. Basically, write about your favorite comic or manga. Send it to vigatheodegal@gmail.com. ? Profit! And there you go. Easy. So let's just go right into it. Now, for you new people, yes, this isn't a regular episode. This is not, it's a special. And by special, I don't mean some crap shit you put up to fill in the feed, but special as in, name of it's Happy Spring Special. When I just first impression everything. In other words, there's no picks of the week, so there's no webcomic AMV or Intershiz this week. Nor is there the usual just review. Well, I guess you could say this is kind of a review, but I don't consider a review because I'm only watching the first episode and just saying some thoughts about it. Or saying who would probably like this or so. A full review is when I actually either do a whole volume or do a whole series. Okay. Enough talk. Let's get into this, because this is going to be a long episode. Okay, Penguin Musume Heart. With a name like that, I thought, yeah, I'm gonna rag on this series so bad. And I can't because I laughed. It's funny and just WTF. Well, it centers around these two characters. One of them's nicknamed Penguin, and she's a super otaku cosplay girl. And it's her first day at her school, and then there's Etofuku. I can't pronounce her name right. And then she's just this pink-haired, regular, normal, serious student. And of course, there's going to be a clash. You saw it coming with the Etofuku punch. Now, it's a short episode. It's only about 14 minutes. And everything's just over-the-top, comedy, parody, anime, fanity. In fact, take Penguin. Take Kanako Ono of Genshiken and lower her age a lot. And in terms of maturity as well, and you have this girl, Penguin. And she's a rich girl, a rich otaku-loving girl who, well, now they're put into battle to become class president. And, well, you could see it coming. Penguin's gonna end up it. But her whole incentive was hilarious, how she said, all the girls will be in maid uniforms, and all the boys will be in handsome uniforms. And of course, that got the vote. And Etofu got the vote by just simply being honest. And, you know, she has that, oh, honest, cool school student, let's all vote for her. And then, of course, battle! Sports battle! And, you know, touching moment, and then comedy! Comedy, comedy! It's what can I say? It's funny. It's short. At first I thought I was going to hate this, and there are some facts that, some things I don't like about it, such as, well, the fan service, but the fan service is put in a light that's not meant to be super, super sex. It's just, like, almost parody. Or so I see it. I could be wrong. But, I don't know, it's just funny. It's just, maybe it's because Penguin is such a, yeah, she can't seem like she could be loud and annoying, but also in a way endearing. Just her energy. And just how she comes up, like, contrast to Etofu, who is really cute pink-haired girl with the strange eyebrows. I mean, OMG, what's up with those eyebrows they drew on her? I also like that they look like high school students. I have this thing when I can't stand anime when, you know, the character designs make them look like they're elementary school, but they're supposed to be high school. I really hate that. It's just a good watch, a good short watch. I think I might end up following this, to tell the truth. Following this through the season, maybe do a full episode on it. But it's going to be kind of hard, being that it's just over the top. It's over the top. It's wow. It's very quick. It's very quick paced. Everything happens so quick that you might have to, well, maybe not rewind, but yeah, you look away and then you miss something. That's how quick it is. And maybe it's because I like that quickness. That's why I'm not bored by watching this. That's why I could watch it. And, you know, enjoyable. How do I sum up this in one word? Well, actually, I have to sum this up in three words. Super crazy anime! It's a short, sweet, super crazy cosplay fan anime, because the girl loves her cosplay. And, of course, the guys all fawn over her, because she shows up on the first day in cat ears and her little uniform top on top of her, you know, bathing suit. And a tail! And then everyone, all the guys are like, ah! Kawaii! Da-da-da-da-da-da-da! So, yeah, Penguin Musume Heart. It gets a good, I guess, thing from me. Although I know a lot of people might disagree because of, well, come on. Cute, otaku-ish characters, whatever. I liked it. It's funny. It's fast-paced. That's all I ask for. Okay. Wow. Kerr and I. Wow. I think I'm going to follow this series. I kind of didn't get what exactly was going on in the first episode, but it starts out with these two people. These two women. They're obviously, well, not shady, but they must be doing something. Basically taking this small girl from this really rich traditional Japanese household, which I think probably Yakuza, rich Yakuza or something. And now that girl has to live with this, well, this guy, high schooler, who's been working for basically those two. Basically, his whole job, going around the streets, maybe looks like he's holding up people or shaking down people or whatever. But anyway, he's now has to take care of this girl who's used to rich girls, used to servants. And no, she, at first she does act like a little bit of snob and don't understand the, well, that people live a different way. Like the one room apartment scene where she's like, so where do you sleep? Here. Where's your dining room? Here. Where's the bathroom? We don't have one. What do you do? Other things like here. And plus the little girl, well, her mother's dead. Her real mother, the person she considers her mother, because, well, due to her father's past that he loves someone who's, I guess, a servant, but really he has to court this other woman who's a bitch. But yes, for some circumstance that hasn't been revealed yet, she was taken from that home and now put in this guy's charge. And it's like a touching scene at the end because, you know, she's trying to be a strong adult person, but she's only 7 years old. Of course you're going to cry. Of course you're going to get lonely. And something tells me this is going to be like Aishi Teruze, baby. Have you ever heard of that? Manga's out. The anime's not out. But basically it's about this high schooler who has to take care of this 5-year-old because her mom disappeared. It's like that, except I think they're going to toss in Yakuza with it. Great. Oh, I love the character designs. I love the opening and ending sequence, which is very unique. And with the opening sequence, I wasn't sure where this was going to go because it's all flash and wow. Yes, Kura and I, looks like it's just one of the type of story. It's just the type of stories I like. Something tells me I'm going to love this. Something tells me this is going to be this. This is going to be my Shigofumi for this season. Because, well, there's always just one anime that I love over all the anime that comes out in one season that I watch devotedly. And I think this is going to be it. In fact, like 3 people online already told me, yeah, you're going to like Kuranai. It's right up your alley, Vega. I was like, okay, we'll see. And you're all right. Nineless, right. Tenshi, right. Someone else who said something, right. Yeah. I like this. I give it a thumbs up. You go watch this now. It even has a little bit of action at the beginning, and I like the actions. You know I also like the, you know, nice touching stuff. You know I also like a spicy character, and, oh, there's this redheaded character. She's just the spicy type. I love the spicy types. Alright, next one. Himitsu, the revelation. God damn. Well, first I'll say the bad things. One, that opener does not fit this series. And I guess it's a good thing that that's the only bad thing I can say about this so far. Alright, basically Japan has started using MRI technology. Basically, it's like these little wires they put into the murdered's brain to recollect everything that happened before they died so they could find out the criminal, who did it, maybe some other clues. And their victim is this housewife who was killed in front of her home. And, well, of course they're going to do the MRI, but there was a little stint when the father took it because he didn't want anyone to be in her brain because he really loved and wants to protect his wife. I mean, he really loved his wife. Had a collage of all her pictures that she'd taken because he's a photographer, I guess. But, wow, and him and his daughter were really sad to lose her. She seemed like a very, very good wife who really loved her husband as well. And, oh, that type of love. It just made me want to cry. But also, the main focus where this is supposed to be on this character. He's the noob. He's the new guy at the whole MRI crew. And when he meets the director, there's this BL-ish type of scene. So I'm going to guess that this series is going to have some sort of BL thing going on between the noob and the director. I kind of think the show could do without it, despite my love of BL and everything that is involved in BL. Yes, Yaoi Forever. And it's even more apparent when you see the closer. The closing credits just seem like, oh man, this is going to turn to BL, isn't it? Anyway, it kind of reminds me of those shows on Channel 9. Well, CBS, DC's Channel 9, with all those Criminal Minds or CSI or whatever. Kind of has that vibe from it. But I don't really watch those shows, so I could be wrong on that. But yes, the director's stern and gave that dad a talking to, and they finally got the brain, got to go in it, use really cool techniques to get some clues, and of course found the guy in the end. But yeah, that was just a beautiful story, just one shot. It's just a beautiful one-shot story, whether you take it from the family's perspective or a very cool, edgy tech, awesome detective story when you take it from the newbie's end. Either way, whatever end you take it, I love this show. I definitely gonna follow it. I'll probably wait till it builds up and then I'll watch it all at once. Or, you know, just build up maybe 5-6 episodes, watch them all at once, wait for another few. I might not do it weekly, but damn. And to tell the truth, I wasn't looking forward to watching this because it's like, this looks like it's going to be a super serious series with cases and stuff. And stuff I could basically watch Law and Order and shows like that for. But, damn, I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's an anime form and not live action form. But I think this could benefit as a live action thing as well. I would watch this if it was live action. Also, I think this would be really good in movie form. I don't know. I just got that vibe like, this should be a movie. Not that same story, but maybe a really cool case and using all this tech and the characters, and some of the characters were cool. I also like the art for it. That theme song, the opening theme, doesn't match this anime at all. It just sounds too shonen-y. But yes, Himitsu the Revelation. Badass. Badass, and if you like those shows that are on like regular TV, network TV with suspense and murder and cases, if you like stuff like that, you're gonna like this. So you go watch this now. I don't care if you're a normie and you somehow listen to this, but you like watching Law and Order and all those crap shows like that. Well, some of them are crap, some of them are not. But, yeah. You're gonna like this. I don't know. I could actually see this on TV. It won't be on TV. I just think it would be good on a channel, like just a regular channel. But it has to be marketed like those other shows that CBS usually shows. And I think it would be good. I think it would be successful. That's just my take on it. I know I'm probably getting too much out of just one episode, but oh, come on. This is, just go watch it. It's awesome. Ugh. And that director's pretty badass and harsh. But, you know, people need to be harsh on some people. Like that dad. He got a stern talking to. And plus, of course, the newbie makes a mistake, but it helped the plot along, so it's expected. All right. No maid guy centers around this girl, loves kendo, is in high school, has a brother, lives in the garbage house. Her grandfather is rich as shit and wants them to live in the lap of luxury of him, but she insists on a normal life. So he hires two maids. One of them just your nice beautiful female, the other one is a super Kenshiro in a maid suit. Yeah, most likely a parody on all those really tough, muscular anime guys throughout the decades. And he's inept, he has no idea how to properly deal with a girl, and yes, hijinks ensue. Fan service hijinks ensues. I mean, it's a quick pace, it's a comedy, it's over the top. It doesn't appeal to me at all. I just think the plot's kind of stupid. Although, there is like a small plot that, oh, everyone else in the family supposedly was died, and they have to protect her. So she doesn't die because she's going to be inheriting the whole fortune at 18. Anyway, yeah, it's just kind of weird. It's kind of stupid the way it's being implemented in fan service. And too much fan service at that. Unneeded fan service. But I can see some of the humor in this. I think those who like basically weird humor like this will go for it. I mean, come on. I actually liked Penguin Musume Heart, but I don't like this. It just didn't appeal to me at all. I don't know. With the next episode being the expert of the lovely breasts, I think this is just going to go downhill. But I have to admit, does have an explosive start. And plus that ending theme. The music doesn't suit the series, but read the lyrics. Read the subtitled lyrics. And it's just, I found many lulls in just the ending, which is well animated, by the way. But they used the same, basically same few clips the entire time, which kind of blah. But still. Kamenome guy. Maidalicious? I'm trying to think of a word. Over-the-top comedy, maids, looks like it's going to be some action soon in it. I mean, with a kendo girl and a tough maid guy, and they're protecting her and throwing knives and shit. But it's going to be comedy violence. I suggest that for those who like stuff like, well, fan service maid comedy shows. But it's not the best this season. It's definitely far from the best this season. But an enjoyable watch for those who prefer this type of humor, I guess. It just didn't, I don't know, it just didn't click with me. Not like Penguin Musume Heart did. And that's also has some fan service and also is over the top and funny. Or maybe it's because it's short and it gets straight to the point. And I think Kamen Maid Guy could have benefited more by just being short half, like 13-minute episodes with just stuff crammed in. Quick pace. Maybe it's just because that was quick pace and this is 25 minutes that I just lost forever and never will regain back in my life. I do like the maid guy's character design though. Much better than everyone else's. I don't know, maybe it's because it's the whole super strong guy Kenshiro maid. Alright, let's get to the next one. Allison and Lilia. Wow. I think I'm going to follow this because the first episode just sets up for us that can only be an amazing story. If it's not, I will be very disappointed. Beautiful background music, beautiful scenery. It's centered in this place where it's the year 3287. And no, it's not a futuristic anime. In fact, everything looks very old school in the plain design and the clothing. Then there's Will, who is a senior at a school. Bookworm, like second place shooter in the area. Nerd. I mean, this guy's a nerd, an oblivious nerd at that. Because you could just tell right away. Allison likes him. And Allison just flew in. She's part of the Air Force. Wants to go visit him. And she's a spicy girl. And when I say spicy girl, I mean tactless, fun, sense of justice. Just one of those people who just dive right in there. One of those spicy people. Just that that charisma that you could just get attached to. And, you know, it's that basic pairing of, you know, outgoing girl and nerd boy. You've seen it in many other forms of media before, that exact pairing. And, well, that's probably the only cliche part of this. They come across an old man who's famous for telling tall tales in the area, and they sit at his place as he tells a story. Mostly it's just his usual lies, but then he tells the legend of a treasure. A treasure that can stop the war between these two continents within the universe. These two continents have been at war for over 130 years. Mostly because they both believe to be the offspring of mankind, the originals, whatever. But there's some sort of treasure that can stop the entire war, and is surrounding around this fake history, because the history's been altered, that about the gas explosion, the gas incident, that also helped save Roxy, but also took out some their man and their owl man and all this stuff, but it's all just one big lie, and this old man knows it because Ashley was part of it. Next thing you know, the town hall comes by and says, oh, we have to take you in for some tax stuff, but of course Allison knows that can't be true. Notice this, this, and this. Let's go after them. And of course, they go after them in their really cool motorcycle with the little sidecar. That's old schooly, mind you. I love that old school touch they have in this whole anime. And then they come across this place. They come across this plane. They follow them in another plane. And then with a little... damn, what's it called? Just a little dialogue over what's happening of Will. Just, it's gonna be an adventure, an unimaginable case that they're going on. And it's just so beautiful. I love the old school atmosphere and style. I love the animation. I love the character design, which is very simple, very cute. And I think this is gonna be my adventure anime for this season. I'm not sure. Well, I'm going to follow it. But I'm not going to follow it closely like I am some other series. But something tells me this is going to be alright. It's very charming. It's very nice. I love that music. I deem this super watchable. So you go watch this. I rec this mostly for everyone, to be serious. But not, I know not everyone will like it because it doesn't have fan service, over-the-top comedy, or super, super action. It's going to have a little bit of action. Based on what happened in the first episode, I could see them having a little bit of action in here. And plus, I really like Allison's character. In contrast to Will, who shows his nerdity so much, knowing like what someone said or what he said in the, I don't know, the 24th or the 14th or 12th line of the letter. Yeah, he's a bookworm nerd. So, Allison and Lydia, get it? It's cool, it's nice, it's pretty. It's going to be an adventure. We're going on an adventure. Let's go on an adventure. Nabari no'o, teenagers, ninjas, and powers. You know, the whole just story of teenager finds out power, and that he's powerful, and that he's destined for great things. And that ninjas. Seriously, someone should do a panel about anime that's with ninjas, that's not Naruto. You know, so Naruto can get into something else. And I think, if you like ninjas, you're gonna get into this. Story starts out with a flashback from the main character's past, exposing something, an older person telling him to forget, something that kind of looks like tentacles fucking a bunch of ninja up, and him having a power with lots of kanji on his skin. Yes, that Nabari power. And now, flash forward, he's just a normal teen that likes to live an indifferent life, just being whatever, kind of meh about everything. And his classmate tries to get him to join a club, and so does his teacher, but really those two, of course, are shinobi. Ninjas. And then, of course, the main character gets tracked down by the rival village to get his power. And really, there's no way to get the power out of him, so he'll have to become the king of Nabari, so the bad guys won't get it. But he's just still meh and still wants to live his little indifferent life. I mean, it looks pretty. I mean, it's better than the played out story of kid who gets powers. But what makes it interesting, what makes it different is, one, he doesn't really care. He's the anti-hero type, not the, oh, wait, I got powers? Sweet! He's just like, meh, I just want to go back to regular life, fuck it. And, of course, ninja! And it's all set in the real world. Well, the, you know, similar to our universe, this universe, with ninjas. People using ninja powers now. If you like ninjas, go for it. I don't think I'm gonna follow this. It even has a little bit of a Shonen-ai joke. Maybe this will have a little BL in it after all, but very tiny. Not very, very tiny. Maybe even a joke here and there, but I don't know. Even if it does have heavy BL elements, I don't think it's gonna save it for me watching this. Maybe it's just because I'm not in the mood for a superpower ninja anime. That's not, even though it's not Naruto, which is good. No crappy catchphrases, no stupid outfits. But I will admit, love the song, love the character designs, love the look, not really up on the story. So, you know, go with it. If you like, well, just meh, youths, let's see, ninjas, cool side characters that are kind of, you know, yeah, while the Miharu, the main character, is all, oh, I'm apathetic loser, I don't want the power, but I have the power. I know people like Miharu in real life, and, boring. But at least it has action. Tons of action. If you want some action, not bad fighting sequence, I have to say. But it just doesn't appeal to this reviewer. Well, go ahead. Try it if you like the ninjas and the action. It's just average. Kind of hard to talk about something that I think is just so average. Oh, well. Bus Gamer revolves around these three guys who all got strange envelopes in the mail to join this biz game. And basically in the biz game, you fight for these corporate bigwigs in street fights to get something. And of course, the farther you go, the more money is. Say, 10,000, 100,000, billion. And if these three guys, two of them which are badass or trying to be badass in quotation marks, and a kid. A very hyper young brat kid, 17 years old. And the three of them formed a team of no name, basically to just win the billion. They all have reasons, they just the reasons aren't in open yet. Basically, you just introduce, the first episode introduces the characters and their whole thing, their personalities, the two of which are all so serious. They did flashback a little tiny bit of the past. The brat's involving a nun. One of them's involving him being, I don't know, son of a hospital or inheriting a hospital or something. And the other one is him, you know, training and using his, you know, kung fu stuff for evil now, corruption. But the three eventually work together pretty well in the first fight. Too bad it kind of ended bad, and too bad that dead weight of a 17-year-old is just dead weight. The dynamics remind me of Sayuki. Except without a fourth person. In all, I don't think I want to follow this. Something tells me I'm just going to get not bored with it, because it has action. It has fighting. I love action and fighting. Rawr! I love men being men and doing men things and fight. Arr! But it's just that I think the characters just don't rub off on me in the right way. With the whole, I'm trying to be tough while also looking bishonen. And, hi, I'm the young one, and I can't do anything, so the others have to protect me. What's this fight again? What's we doing? I didn't bring a weapon. I suck, and I wear glasses. Yeah, and I'm also blonde. I don't know why I like to make fun of him. It's just that character, man. But if that character didn't exist, then this would be too over-the-top serious and get boring. Bus Gamer, though. Average. If you like action, this is your action pick. Oh, man. But I think I'll just watch this. Not, like, seriously. Not, like, every week. But maybe an episode or two, just to get that action out. But then again, I have so much other anime I love with action that I think is way better than this. But you have to admit, the whole concept of the game, or the biz game as it's called, is alright. I like the Battle Royale game better. That's just me. A word to describe this? Action. I guess. Alright, Zettai Karen Children. For those of you who already watched this, I'm sure the first thing that came to your mind was this.
Sugar, spice, and everything nice. These were the ingredients chosen to create the perfect little girl. But Professor Utonium accidentally added an extra ingredient to the concoction, Chemical X. Thus, the Powerpuff Girls were born! Using their ultra-superpowers, Blossom, Bubbles, and Buttercup have dedicated their lives to fighting crime and the forces of evil!
Yeah, it reminds me of Powerpuff Girls so much. I haven't seen much of the anime version of Powerpuff Girls. I really should someday. I've only seen like 2 episodes. But still, Zettai Karen Children. This show is meh. Yes, it's meh. Bad meh. But then again, I guess it's meant for kids, but then again, if something meant for kids really have a guy with psychic powers from his doing? Yes, Big Magnum! Psychic energy coming out of his penis! But yes, it centers around these 3 girls who are espers. Level 7 espers. And they work for Babel, which is this basically Esper part of the government. Basically, it's all about these girls who are kind of spoiled. And plus, their caretaker's a big bitch. And then enter this guy. I can't remember his name, so we're just going to call him the Professor. So, the professor, he comes back to Japan after supervisor training. And he runs into these girls during the chase of the Cock Esper. That's what I'm calling him now, Cock Esper. And after a small touching moment and a piece of their lives being treated like just animals, brat children, because their caretaker is kind of a bitch, yeah, they bond over doing their first case together. And, oh, get this. The entire incentive of this big magnum, you know, the Cock Esper, is just to go to the museum and gaze upon the muscular golden statues at the museum and steal them, of course. And, yeah, the three girls, they do have different personalities, but they're best friends. One of them is a complete lesbian. I'm serious. The girl's like looking at Megumi or Megami. Yeah, product placement like shit. Saying, oh, the big boobs, and stops at one of the, you know, frozen people from the Esper Power, like, oh, these thighs. One of them's just a sweet, shy little girl, and the other one's the smart one. Teen Girl Squad! Okay, they're not even teens yet. I can't do the Teen Girl Squad joke. Teeny Tiny Girl Squad! But there needs to be a fourth one. Yeah, if you don't know that reference, Google search Teen Girl Squad. It's funny. But unlike Teen Girl Squad, this isn't as cool. Well, of course, you can see right off the bat that this guy, who's actually kind to the girls and doesn't put collars on them, he's gonna be their caretaker from now on. It's pretty much apparent when you first see the characters together. And there's also the mayor and Miss Bellum. That's not who they really are. It's really the chief of Babylon and his assistant. But they might as well be the mayor and Miss Bellum. Yeah, he's a big pansy for them. They destroyed half the city, and the chief is like, I can't stay mad at you girls. You want some water? You want the toy? But yeah, I'm not going to watch the rest of Zettai Karen Children. If you liked Powerpuff Girls to an obsessive amount, then this is up for you. If you like strange, almost offensive humor, then go ahead and go for that. But no. This is not a show for Vega. This is not a show for most people. And fuck Zettai Karen Children. Fuck it. Well, it has a cute theme song, but it's kind of annoying at best. But fuck it. Fuck Zettai Karen Children. Fucking brats. And that's the end of this one. See you on the third episode. And this, being that it's so much damn anime, most likely there's going to be a fourth on Friday. Or Saturday. It depends.